on the Supreme Court's orders. For more on this, we have on the line with us our correspondent, Rabia Mahmood. Rabia, tell us what is going on over there right now.
But right outside the Kot Lakhpat jail in Lahore, what we see are like different scenes of jubilation. Members of Jamaat-e-Ahl-e-Sunnat, which is the political wing of the banned terrorist outfit Sipah Sahaba, which is another link to another terrorist outfit banned again, Lashkar-e-Thangi. They are celebrating, distributing sweets, chanting slogans, and also they were waiting with garlands, and now a few vehicles, like a complete motorcade of have just taken Malik Ishaq with them. Maulana Ahmed Ludhianvi, the head of the Jamaat-e-Ahl-e-Sunnat, came inside a few hours back, and he has received Malik Ishaq, who had 45 different cases, including a number of sectarian killings and a number of terrorist attacks against him, and who has been in prison for about the last 12 years in Pakistan on those cases, has been released because Supreme Court ordered bail for him in the Sri Lankan cricket attack because the prosecution could not prove that he was involved in the planning of that attack. And Malik Ishaq has been released after being in jail for 12 years and after 45 cases, out of which 33, in which he was acquitted in 33, for two he was convicted, on seven he got bails, including the Sri Lankan cricket team attack, and one was discharged. Imran.
Thank you very much, Rabia, for that information. Malik Ishaq, the accused in the Sri Lankan team attack case, has been released on the Supreme Court's orders. It's time now for